Episode 1513, Is God Waiting on You?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the beginning of a brand new week. Lent is about to begin, and today it's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection, a time to take a step back and to look inward. That sweet spirit that you carry, the relationship that you have with God. The question, is God waiting on you? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, do you ever feel like you're playing the waiting game, hoping for a sign or a strike of lightning? Who knows? Is God waiting on you? We can dabble in life as we see it, but when we don't get what we want when we want it, we can fuss and claim, well, we're just waiting. Waiting for the perfect time, waiting for God to open the doors, waiting for something better to come along, waiting for an answer to prayers, waiting. Sometimes we are waiting on God, but most times God is waiting on us. You have a vision and have been praying for guidance and direction as to the steps you're to take. But that's as far as it goes, praying and waiting. No action, only pause. Being honest, this is how a lot of us live our lives. Are you living your life this way, waiting for the writing on the wall? Maybe you desire specific instructions to avoid failure, to avoid disappointment, and because of lack of self-confidence. Yet the dream still haunts you. You want more than what you typically give. Is God waiting on you? When you have a vision, it's not just about feeling it out and waiting for everything to fall into place. You have to be willing to take action, action that goes beyond the waiting, action that leads while the guidance and direction is unveiled. God has called you to greatness. Don't hold back because you're afraid. Don't give in to doubt and fear of not getting your whole vision. When you get discouraged, pray and look forward. Don't give up. Galatians 6:9 says this, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." You plant the seeds. God will create the harvest. Your faith opens the miracles created just for you. Walk by faith. In the far reaches of your God-sized dreams, how are you living? Are you waiting on God to strike you with lightning? Or are you choosing to walk by faith and take aim? God wants you to take action, which will ignite motivation. Doubt and fear will overrule if you give it permission. You have the power to empower either yourself or your fear and doubt. Which would you choose if God is waiting on you? Over the next few days, keep your eyes open for what God wants to show you. Be aware of those gut nudges and banish fear from the conversation. Connect to your vision and let God prepare the way. Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 6 is a set of Bible verses that I memorized at a very, very young age. In fact, my mom wrote a song to it, one that we would sing in church. Very simple song. And most of the words and how I memorized it came from the NIV version. But today, I want to read it from The Message. And I just want you to hear it. It's more of a storytelling. And see where it touches your heart, your spirit. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't let God wait on you much longer. Today, walk by faith and take aim. It's time to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.